Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adam Gase's eyes were introduced to the New York Jets fan base yesterday. Did not go over well. I was hoping that he would provide a better first impression to everybody because Boomer and I were saying to the Jets fans, calm down, it's okay. There's a lot of things about Adam Gase that are good things and that you want in a coach. And then when the Jets presented him to everybody, he looked like he had been held hostage the prior 3 months and was just let out and wasn't sure who to trust.
Well, maybe he is. Who knows? You know, you never know.
Yeah, the Dolphins are an interesting organization. Maybe he felt that way. So CeeLo is here. What'd you take out of that press conference, CeeLo?
If I'm being quite honest, I spent a good half hour laughing yesterday at my house. And that's nothing personal against. And honestly, I hope that we don't find out that there's some sort of issue.
No, I mean, I tried to look for that as well. Yeah. And I texted people in Miami that said, no, this is what he does.
But I went back and watched his, and you may have referenced this in the open, I watched his introductory press conference.
I did too, yeah.
I mean,
It looked normal. I don't know.
I mean, he's got big eyes, but people have big eyes. It wasn't so much. It was just
the look,
the expressions, the head bobbing around.
Well, like, there he goes. There's the prickly personality trait that everybody talks about.
I don't
know
if it's that, man.
Just, yeah, it was an odd look, but I did watch a lot of his one-offs after the formal part of the press conference, and I thought he came across much better in those.
Yeah.
So, like you said, maybe he was a little nervous.
Was there still a lot of eye stuff going on in those things?
A little bit, but just he was much more it's easier to be conversational in those spots, obviously, because you're dealing with, you know, a one-on-one or a group of people that are just interviewing you, talking, asking questions. And he came across there as just a football guy. You know, like in one of the interviews, they were asking him, like, you weren't out of work very long. And he said, well, it felt like forever. The guy was out of it was a week and a half.
Yeah,
you know?
Nobody,
he's like,
I
don't know what to do with myself.
And this guy, for the last, you know, 10 years, it's all he's been doing is
he
breaking down.
Since I'm 18, this is the only thing I know how to do.
Well, and you better hope that he does it well.
Yeah.
And you better hope that he gets the most out of Sam.
Right. Better hope that he wears a hat for the rest
well,
of his
you know,
life.
Well, you know that he's going to throw that hat right back on. We'll probably never see him without it ever again.
I mean, pull it all the way down.
Yeah.
I mean, or no, sunglasses or something.
He's aware of it. Whatever it is, he's aware of it.
Well, that's why it has to be, because he wears the hat. I don't know. That could be the balding thing, too. I don't know. But yeah, he
could have gotten away with it. Woody Johnson almost always wears a hat. You very rarely see him without one.
So right. He could have
brought the suit with the hat.
With the Jets
hat.
Yeah. I think that's what people expect out of Adam Gase. So strange. Do you have an explanation for it?
An explanation?
Yeah. Do you have like a feeling about what it could be?
I don't. I just know that it was like nothing I'd ever seen before. And I mean, it's not like I'd never watched him do a press conference before. This was the first time I'd seen him do one without a hat. I didn't watch the Dolphins introductory press conference when it first happened. But I was just like, what is going on right now?
Yeah.
And then just that really, yesterday was a day where Twitter is amazing.
Sure.
You know, I hate, and again, not to just keep taking shots at this guy, you know, and make somebody the victim of all the jokes, but I mean, it was unbelievable.
I thought we were supposed to be like a whole anti-bullying crusade.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, he'll be okay.
Are we supposed not to be bullying people?
He'll be fine. He's an NFL head coach. He'll be well compensated, and none of this will matter.
It's not as if he's defenseless, right?
And none of this will matter if they win games.
Well, I mean, what do you do if you're him? But now what do you do?
Nothing. Yeah. I mean, I think you go at your business and try to make this team a winner. That's all you really can
do. And I'm sure that's what he will do. He doesn't strike me as a guy who really probably cares about anything we have to say about his bulging eyes at all.
So. Right. Well, yeah, I wonder. I wonder about that. I don't think he's focused on it a lot, but I wonder if it got back to him at all.
Oh, I'm sure it got back to him. I doubt he cares.
Do you always, you know, like when they have a guy like on a witness stand and he's talking. And
reading body language?
Right, you have the body language person.
Sure.
I mean, you got to get somebody like that who actually...
Well, you know how this show works. All you have to do is ask for one of those people and 50 of them call.
Right, so there's one of those body language people out there that watched this thing yesterday. What did they notice and what do they take out of it?
I mean, we could be like, has anybody ever married a Cambodian princess? And like three people call up, that's me. Yep, right away. I've done that. I had that. I was probably the first one ever to do that. So it doesn't matter. So if you want a body language expert, please call Al. Al will vet you. Body language expert, bring it in, and we'll have a conversation with you. All right, CeeLo, what do you got over there for us?
It's brought to you by the Ray Katina Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Katina Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. And indeed, right out of the gate yesterday, Christopher Johnson setting the tone just before introducing Adam Gase as the new head coach at the Jets.
My expectations for this team under Adam are very high. In short, I chose him to win.
So that was the scripted part of the press conference. He's reading from a prepared
statement.
That's
where he started to whisper there. He started to
get very
quiet.
Right, well, that too. Yeah. So then you move on to the Q&A.
Christopher, hi. Kim Jones from NFL Network. Hi, right in front of you. Up top.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, so now we're already a little awkward, but fine. So he locates Kim, no big deal. And she asked what
Gase actually helped Christopher find Kim.
With the eyes.
Yeah, because he had been...
He's got that laser vision.
Right, and I'm not kidding. That's actually the truth. Like, he was scanning the room. He's like, right up there.
Yeah.
There she is right there. Approximately 35 feet away. Her body temperature is 98.7.
So then once Kim's got Christopher's attention, she asks what I thought was a spot-on question about the urgency for the Jets to return to the playoffs, obviously after they've been through this 8-year drought.
Well, the fans do deserve better, no question about it. I do have high expectations, but there will be no playoff mandate. Absolutely not. I'll never do that. Good to see you, by the way.
Oh, that's nice.
Good to see her. And by the way, it's just nice to have I think one of our colleagues here from WFN, because I think she still works here, right, at times?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, right. For sure.
It's nice to have actually somebody who can ask a question over there and get called
that's
on.
That's right. Stepping right up.
Right.
Answering, getting cutting right through the fat.
You remember we used to give you like
You gave me bizarre questions and long-winded questions,
but you never did it.
So.
But no,
I did
but
sometimes.
when you finally did ask a question, it was a long-winded question.
Right. Well, because there was so much buildup, I had to really kind of let everything out.
I know Joe wasn't there yesterday, but I was still holding out hope that he was. Like there'd be a question, like, bro, what are you looking at? What are you doing? Why are you looking around? It's weird. It's just strange, bro. Is that your question? Yeah, I want to know what you're looking at. What are you looking at? What's over here? What's over there? What's down? What's up? It's a bunch of people in a room, bro. Why are you looking around? Man, I tell you, I mean, I had some fun in the 70s. I think my eyes might look like that, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
I can't even imagine what that's going to sound like. Oh, my God.
You'll get that, you know? That's what you'll get. I mean, this is a guy that, I mean, I remember seeing Crosby, Stills, and Nash in Indiana in 1979. A friend of mine looked like that when we had the show, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean, bro? Can I take you right up to the joke and then not give you the joke and then say, you know what I mean? Because he was on drugs. That's the joke.
All right. So we got no playoff mandate.
Right. No
ever.
Playoff mandate. Yeah.
Not just this year, ever. So, all right. I'm sure how the Jet fans felt about that. But let's get Gase's thoughts and goals as he takes over this 4-12 team.
Really, at the end of the day, we're here for one reason. Our process started a couple days ago, and we'll see what it brings to us.
So that's going to be it now.
Yeah.
That's going to be it for
that's
the rest.
That's the new instead of Eli. With
yes.
Not instead of, because you might have both. But yeah,
man.
Geez, God. What a mess. You can't make
He's
it.
Got a beautiful family, too,
of course,
man.
Yeah, of course
my
he does.
Back
yeah.
to what you, Gio,
Those
what you
poor
said.
Poor kids are probably like that. What are we doing?
Yeah,
right.
You said it might get back to him. I'm sure it'll get back to him. I don't think he'll care, but for the sake of his family, he might.
I mean, he's not going to look like that all the time. This was a... This was a different story. I don't know. It could have been nerves. I don't know what. Maybe he hadn't slept in days because he was waiting for this moment. I don't know what it was. But there's going to every I will guarantee that almost every other press conference will have the hat on. You'll never notice it.
Right.
But exactly. Today will live in infamy.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, yesterday would. It will live in infamy, that press conference.
It's amazing with the Jets. I mean, Rex's press conference kind of lived in infamy for a positive reason at the time.
Yeah,
he had the Idzik, 19-minute opening statement that day. I mean, they've just had so many of these crazy things.
Yeah, this will be a reference point one way or another.
Yeah.
It'll either be, I knew the second I looked at his eyes that he was going to be a terrible coach, or it'll be, I remember I thought he was nuts at that press conference, and now look, we're in the playoffs every year, right? Like, it's going to be, it's that type of moment, I think, for them.
Yeah.
It's a standout moment for sure.
Oh, I mean.
I don't even remember Pat Shurmur's press conference.
I do because I was here working, so I was really locked into it. But it was pretty uneventful. It was kind of straightforward.
It was like Giant-esque.
Yeah.
Right? Except, the only thing about the Giant one is when they had Ben McAdoo in the wrong suit.
Oh, God. I was here that day, too. Yeah, I remember that vividly. That was wild. And even, honestly, I mean, the eyes was that stole the show, but like if you were listening to this press conference, it was really uneventful. There wasn't a lot that was said.
This question: do you remember Todd Bowles' press conference?
I do.
And
I mean, I remember being there. And? I don't. It was just,
nothing.
Hey, okay. Yeah.
Right. Nothing.
Here we go. Very understated.
So now this is something.
We're gonna win. Well, we're here to win championship. We're here to go to the playoff every year. We're gonna be the best team. We're gonna be go Jets. Let's break up into individual groups. We'll take some pictures. I'll smile. I'll hold the helmet. And then we get the hell out of here. We get some lunch. Yeah, I think that's probably how it went.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Basically some ice cream.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I got some ice cream melting over here. We'll treat you guys with some ice cream.
Watch the video.
watch the video. And
I'll host you. I'll treat you now.
Treat you with some ice cream.
Let's go get a goddamn snack.
Right.
Yeah. That's one of the all-time greats.
All right, a little more from Gase. So obviously he is considered an offensive genius of sorts, quarterback guru. So here was another fair question.
Do you think that your offense wasn't as productive as obviously you wanted in Miami? And what do you think you can do to make it different here?
Yeah, I looked at that a lot myself.
So he looked at it a lot. And what conclusion did he come to?
Really, we sacrificed statistics to try to get wins.
So, I mean, they got 10 wins in year one. After that, not so much. He did have some Ryan Tannehill injuries that didn't help, but I don't know. That answer to me didn't exactly reek of confidence, but we'll see.
And that's a Miami Dolphin fan playing the music underneath him. Did not want him to be fired.
Doesn't matter. Well, he's gone now. Yeah. Now he's the enemy.
How do you feel now, Eddie?
Well, that was delicious yesterday.
You just
can't wait.
Hey, Adam, Jeff Darlington, NFL Network, where are the bodies?
God.
Adam Gase's eyes, they're watching you. They see your every move.
That's human-y.
Adam Gase's eyes, they're watching you. Adam Gase's eyes, they're watching you.
Watching you.
Watching you. Watching you.
This was teed up for Al yesterday.
Oh,
it really
my goodness.
Was.
It was perfect.
He's been dying. He's been dying for a week now because he couldn't figure anything out.
Yeah, here it was.
Yep.
And he's knocking it out of park.
On a platter.
Yep.
By the way, was Mike Maccagnan asked a single question the dais yesterday?
He was
we like Adam.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thankfully, he did join Mike here on The Fan and right on cue, as Eddie kind of alluded to there.
We feel very good about Adam.
So we didn't get the we like Adam. We feel very good about Adam.
We like Adam.
Yes.
No. We like Mike.
Sooner or later, they gotta stop liking people.
It hasn't worked out so well.
I mean,
so,
God.
Yeah. They were out there yesterday kind of shooting down the rumors and reports that claim they were looking to control coaching staff hires, and Maccagnan says they're really only here to help Gase fill out his staff.
From my standpoint, it's more of a support role for him in terms of we'll help with some of the contract negotiations and logistics of bringing coaches in.
And Gase did point out how some of his guys from his Dolphin staff are still under contract in Miami, so they got to get all that squared away before they can kind of roll their sleeves up and get into their player evaluation. We'll get you some Matt Nagy on Cody Parkey's Today Show appearance later this morning. Safe to say say he was not happy about that. Also, Kyler Murray, as we talked about, did officially declare for the NFL draft, but he kind of has the option now to choose. So he basically just bought himself some more time by entering the NFL draft, but he could still choose to go with the A's, and they do have their first spring training workout February 15th. NFL scouting combine begins on the 26th.
But don't the A's have to give him permission to go to the combine?
I would think so, considering spring training will have started.
I mean, he
already
is right now a property of the Oakland Athletics. He has signed a contract with them. They gave him $5.5 million or whatever it was.
4.66 okay. was the signing bonus.
All right, yeah. So we got the signing bonus and everything else. Then they came to meet him and talk to him about what's going on. I actually did see Deion Sanders basically said, look, if I were him, what would I do? I'd go pick up my bat and ball and leave.
Yeah.
And go play baseball.
Wow. Okay.
And the reason he said that, and this is the prevailing thought by all of us who play the game, if you're a quarterback, you have to be all in. You know, you can't do what these other players did and show up and be the great Bo Jackson or be the great Deion Sanders that can cover people or just run through people. Quarterback is so much more. You're the leader of the team. You have to work on your timing. You have to work on, you know, with your relationships with your receivers and your offensive linemen and all that stuff. You can't be missing. So I would think that this is going to be really interesting here in the next month or so.
For sure. Quickly, Nets did beat the Celtics. They tried to blow a lead, but they win again. Devils won 8-5 over the Blackhawks, and Syracuse had a big win. They knocked off
one
Duke.
Yeah, they beat Duke.
Down at Cameron Indoor, yeah. They were missing some guys, but they did win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.